Well, I mean, that's something that we're still working on. We're still considering, what we're going to do on that. So, I can't tell you exactly what we're going to do yet, but we'll have a decision for you a little bit later tonight.
Well, I thought I'd ask. All right, well, let's put this scenario in place, Dan. Should the Orioles not find a new deal before midnight, not offer him arbitration, let's say Reynolds does become a free agent, would he be someone the club would consider bringing back as a free agent after midnight tonight?
Well, absolutely. You know, Mark's done a nice job for the club, and he did good work for us last year, particularly after he went to first. And, I've said this before, I like Mark Reynolds. I just didn't like the price of the option. And, I think that he'll be able to establish himself in the market, and in the event that we do non-tender him, if we do, we would certainly be interested in him.
Your thoughts on the market so far, what you're hearing from agents and just the rumor mill overall for the pending big free agents out there? Is it what you expected? Do you think the price is higher? I think every year we look at some of these contracts, even like a B.J. Upton yesterday, and it seems like clubs never learn the lesson of years gone by. But are you surprised by the price tag for some of these pending free agents in this marketplace?
Well, some of these guys are earning the money, and some of these guys have performed well so that they should, get the big money. I mean, Upton is young, and he's a local kid. This kid from Virginia, and he got a nice contract. What I can tell the kids in the area about that is that I think he played his amateur ball around here. He might have played for Yauce's Orioles.
He definitely is from Virginia.
He's from Virginia. But anyway, he decided to get into professional baseball out of high school. And he got established early on in his career, and he got a nice payday out there on free agency. And, any young kid in the area that's thinking about playing professional baseball and has the tools, he's a premium player like Upton, they should certainly take notice of the fact that he got a big payday, and what is he? He's just 28 years old.
Yeah, he's still young. Dan Duquette, Orioles Executive VP of Baseball Operations, with us here on Sportsline. And do you have a sense right now, Dan, how busy the Orioles could be during these winter meetings upcoming?
Well, we're going to be working on trying to fill the holes on our roster. We're working hard this week, trying to get some players signed prior to the tender deadline. And we've got a couple of trades that we've been working on. We picked up Valencia this week, and we like him against left-handed pitching. He should be able to play a little third, and he's played some first before. But we're going to continue to look around and see if there's some trade partners out there with some other major league teams, and, continue building our ball club.
If the Orioles are going to swing what would be categorized as a big deal, it will likely include some of the Orioles' young pitchers that the club has tried to stockpile in recent years, something that they have not wanted to part with in recent years. At this point, I know there's never enough, and I don't think you would even categorize it as a surplus right now, but would the Orioles be willing to listen to offers for the Arrietas, the Tillmans, the Mattises, the Steve Johnsons, et cetera?
Well, we have some good pitchers now on our major league roster. We have some good young pitchers that did a terrific job for us this past year, and that's one of the reasons that we were in contention was this young pitchers that came up to help their ball club. And between Tillman and Gonzalez and Johnson, I mean, they went over 20 games second half of the year, and Mattis and Hunter and Arrieta, they all contributed out of the bullpen. So That was a good development because our young pitchers developed. The other good news is we put a local kid on the roster, Zach Clark. That's a good story. A kid that
we had him on the show, Dan. We had him on the show recently.
Oh, that's good. He worked hard, and he got better. He threw a lot harder this year, so he's going to get a shot in spring training. And our bullpen was a staple. Johnson did a great job. Strope had a good year. Darren O'Day was terrific. Troy Patton had a good year. And Ayala's back. They're all back. And then on, you know, on the horizon, you know, we can look forward to Dylan Bundy and Kevin Gausman. I think, you know, they have good futures. They need some more experience, obviously.
Dan,
but, you know, we've got a little bit more pitching depth now, and you know, other clubs, you know, they like some of our pitching too.
I was going to ask, are you getting a lot of calls? What's the interest level with that so-called highly touted group that all contributed greatly to the Orioles' run last year?
Well, you know, there's one pitcher I didn't talk about. That's Zach Britton, who, you know, won 11 games the year before. I mean, Zach's got a good future for himself too. I mean, you know, there's another qualified left-hander. So, you know, we have some young pitching, and you know, young pitchers are in demand, you know, throughout the league. And, you know, we're glad we got a few here in Baltimore.
Dan Duquette with us here on WBAL. Dan, I do want to ask you before we let you go about two Orioles free agents. One would be Nate McLouth. I get a lot of emails, calls about him, as you might imagine. Your thoughts on the Orioles' pursuit of bringing back Nate McLouth?
I can see why, you know, fans would be interested in Nate. He did a nice job for the team in August, and he was a terrific player in a series with the Yankees, probably our best hitter in the playoffs with the Yanks. But we were continuing to talk to Nate. We'd like to have him come back, and he's expressed an interest in returning. So we'll see where that goes. Hopefully it'll lead to a deal where he's playing ball for us.
Another fairly local guy, Joe Saunders. You want to talk about tough, his job in the postseason. Would he be a candidate to come back for this team?
Yeah, didn't Joe do a great job for us in those playoff games?
Heck of a pickup, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, he helped us win that game against Texas, you know, an elimination game. And then he helped us, you know, against the Yankees. I mean, he did a nice job, and he's a local guy. And, you know, we'd like to find a spot for him. And, you know, we'll see where that goes. I know he's expressed some interest in pitching here. He did a great job for us stabilizing our pitching rotation, showing leadership, haven't been in the playoffs before.
Well, it will be interesting to see how it all plays out. Less than 6 hours to go before the arbitration deadline tonight, and then you're off to Nashville, Tennessee. Dan, I hope you you bring your country music, you know, your ensemble of country music CDs with you.
Yeah, we're going to bring guitars, you know.
And your cowboy boots, of course.
Yeah, right. We're going to bring guitars, and what else do you play in country music? Guitars, right?
Yeah, I think there's some guitar, maybe a banjo or two. You know, same old. Dan Duquette, Orioles Executive VP of Baseball Ops. Dan, thank you so much, and safe travels.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
That's Dan Duquette. We're back with more next here on BAL.